92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A historic supper club near Edgerton was destroyed in a fire. The Lake House Inn was technically in Milton, just off Lake Koshkonong. It was this big brick building with huge windows and a front porch, and it served the typical supper club fare like steak, fish, and potatoes. Sunday night, someone called 911 after seeing smoke outside, and it took firefighters a while to get all the flames out. The supper club was closed at the time. Nobody was inside and no one was hurt. Now, the property has a history dating back 180 years. It first became a tavern instead of a private home in 1934. It's been a meeting place for the community for generations. An employee told WMTV just hours earlier they had hosted a group of 24 people who found out they were family through genealogical research online, and they chose the Lake House Inn as their place to meet for the first time. A house about a half mile away burned down less than 24 hours earlier, and now authorities in Rock County are investigating whether they could be connected. And Wisconsin's federal lawmakers are divided along party lines over the Trump administration's actions in Venezuela this weekend. Democrats say the raid and capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife is an unconstitutional act of war and unchecked use of military force. Republicans say Maduro is a narco-terrorist and celebrated the precision of the mission. Democrat Mark Pocan, who represents Madison in Congress, says the strike and occupation of Venezuela is an illegal act of war. He says President Donald Trump is ignoring the Constitution and lying to the American people. Over the weekend, there were protests here in Madison and in Milwaukee after the president's press conference from Mar-a-Lago. There was a rally at the Capitol, led by people from groups like Veterans for Peace and the Party for Socialism and Liberation. The Wisconsin judge convicted of obstruction has resigned from her post. Hannah Dugan was a Milwaukee County judge for almost a decade. Last month, she was found guilty of obstruction after immigration officers tried to arrest a man who was a defendant in her courtroom. The state Supreme Court suspended her last year, but her official resignation ends her $180,000 a year salary. In a letter to the governor, Dugan called the case against her an unprecedented federal action, but said the public deserved to start the year with a judge who can actually hear cases. She could face prison time, but her sentencing hearing has not been scheduled yet. She was acquitted of a lesser charge last month, and so she plans to appeal. And lawmakers will not have much time to act after the governor gives his final formal address to the people of Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers' office announced he'll deliver his eighth and final State of the State address on February 17th. That's the latest he's given the annual speech. That week, the State Assembly will wrap up its regular session, and then work in the State Senate is expected to finish up in March, according to WisPolitics. And tomorrow, state lawmakers are considering making it easier for older school bus drivers to maintain their licenses. A bill would reduce the frequency of commercial driver's license testing for school bus drivers who are over 70. Right now, they have to take tests every 2 years, and this would make it every 4 years. Lawmakers say about a quarter of school bus drivers in the state are over 65, and between the frequent testing and medical review process, the state has about 20% fewer bus drivers than it did just 20 years ago. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows that the school bus driver shortage in Wisconsin could get even worse as the workforce continues to get older. There's a committee vote on that proposal tomorrow. Wisconsin Eye stopped broadcasting a few weeks ago. Now, Democrats have introduced a bill to create an alternative, a new government-sponsored network. WisEye live streams the legislature, the Supreme Court, the executive branch. The goal is to make state government accessible to everyone. Without it, the only way to watch these things is to be at the Capitol in person. But they're facing a budget gap of nearly $900,000 for 2026. And after a year and a half of working to fundraise, the network paused all operations December 15th. State Senator Mark Spreitzer and State Representative Brianne Brown, both Democrats, are introducing a bill that would create a new public affairs network instead of Wisconsin Eye. That means live streaming would be part of state government, not a nonprofit that relies on donations and sponsors. Spreitzer talking with Civic Media News Director Shali Pittman.
It looks like we are going to be in a position of needing public taxpayer funding for the long term. And if that's the case, then we should consider whether it should just be a public entity that is accountable to elected officials and run for the public benefit.
It would cost about $2 million a year to provide this new coverage of state government. Wisconsin Eye has 18 years worth of archive, and according to their contract, they would have to turn it over to the Wisconsin Historical Society if they dissolved. But for any of this to work, Democrats need Republicans who are in charge of the legislature to sign on.
I certainly hope to get support from Republicans. I don't believe we have any Republicans signed on yet, but this is something that I know we've heard that Republican leaders are interested in doing something.
Spreitzer hopes to get this plan on the floor of the legislature later this month. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops. Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scorers. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with some scattered rain likely here through this morning, and it could get a little slick in spots where temperatures do drop closer to that freezing mark here. It's going to stay cloudy through the day with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.